Hello and welcome to Food Neighbourhoods on Monocle 24. I am Markus Hippi. All cities are various, the locals love for their food and drink offerings, and in this series we get to know these places. This week we head to Damansara Heights, one of the oldest neighbourhoods in Kuala Lumpur. It's not just a residential area, but also a popular destination for food and drink. Monocle's Kurt Lynn caught up with Jennifer Kua, who's a local and who runs a popular modern Asian restaurant called Sitka. They head to pick some of the local favorites and talk about the food culture in the capital of Malaysia.
So we are at a Mama store, and this is our tea time spread. We've got like homemade donuts, and we've got vade, and this is like a banana ball, and the little sticky rice kuehs, and this one is made from tapioca.
Oh.
Yeah, so tapioca donut and curry puffs.
Oh, wow.
So maybe we'll...
What kind of things are we ordering? Are we ordering curry in the late afternoon?
You can have everything. This is thosai. It's made from fermented rice.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. So they grind the rice, they soak it, and then they leave it for like a couple of hours, and then it develops like a sourish taste, and with that they make thosai. So this is roti canai telur, which means roti canai with eggs. And you have a dal and a fish curry to go with it. So this is something that you can have for breakfast as well. I can have this for tea.
Well, it's quite heavy for breakfast.
Really?
Isn't it?
No, it's really light. This is so light.
Do you have to eat it with hands?
I think it's more delicious. This one is my favorite.
What is it called?
It's tapioca donut. So it's just shaped like a donut and made from tapioca flour, and it's really lovely. And this kuih, which is translates to mean cake, is made from glutinous rice flour, steamed, flavored with pandan. Mm. And this is sweet glutinous rice.
Pandan is so popular in the Southeast Asian countries.
Yes, it is. I think it adds like a little fragrance to anything, you know, whether it's a drink or like a dessert. Usually we use it in a dessert. And if we do use coconut milk in cooking for desserts, we usually also put in like the pandan leaves. Yeah, very nice.
And you were saying that this is one of the oldest neighborhoods in Malaysia.
Yes, I think it's only been in the last 2 years that new cafes and bars have come in to this area. I think the last 5 years, we've seen like an explosion of Thai street food in KL. Mm. Malaysians have always loved it because of it's spicy and sour, and you know, it's got everything in a bowl. But I think the big trend here is brunch. Like what I do is modern Asian at Sitka, so that's I think gaining some traction. You know, we hope that it'll get better still in the next couple of years. But modern Asian is kind of like our take on something people love all their lives or grew up with. You know, like dumplings and noodles and ramen and all that. So I think it takes a very adventurous spirit to appreciate the refinement that we've made to the food. I mean, it's still really delicious, but I think it still takes some getting used to. Yeah, but I think good things to come.
This has been episode number 78 of Food Neighbourhoods. Our guides for Kuala Lumpur's Damansara Heights were Jennifer Kua and Monocle's Kurt Lynn. For more food and drink stories, tune into the menu every Friday at 1900 London time. I am Markus Hippi. Thanks for listening and bye for now.